Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Hey, Todd. Well, welcome to your podcast.
And for everyone else that's listening for the very first time to this brand new show, welcome to your podcast as well. This is a new podcast from Blueberry that has been in work for quite a while. Mike, you and I have been talking about this for 5 or 6 months, but I think we finally moved off dead center to start this show.
Right. Yeah. We got Mackenzie's PowerPress podcast that comes out every 2 weeks, and we figured we'd fill in the off weeks.
So I'm pretty excited with what we're going to do here. This is going to be a little bit different show. This show is going to be dedicated to really talking about your brand, your ideas, talking about your intellectual property and specifically helping you save time. And it's really going to be all about building shows. And we'll also be talking a little bit about some company news and talking about issues that customers may be having and even some industry discussions where it's important. I think that off the get-go, Mike, it might be good for everyone to, you know, just basically understand the philosophy of the company. But I think first, I don't know, in case someone doesn't know us, maybe we should introduce ourselves. I'll let you go first.
All right. I'm the customer support coordinator for Blueberry. I've been working in tech support here for, I guess, coming up on 8 years part-time and maybe 1 year full-time. And I've been a podcaster since 2005, although nothing super, it's been a hobby for me, podcasting. I never tried to make it a business, unlike a lot of people. And ever since Blueberry started offering these services, I've been a customer and then, of course, an employee. So it's, you know, I've been around this stuff a good long time. And I think we've got the formula here, you know, for making things as easy as possible. I don't know, what else would you say, Todd?
Well, I guess first and foremost, for those of you that don't know me already, I'm Todd Cochran. I'm the CEO of Blueberry / Raw Voice. Most people don't know Raw Voice is the actual parent company of Blueberry. And if you ever do an ad deal with us, you actually would get a check from Raw Voice versus Blueberry. That gets some strange looks from time to time. But first and foremost, I'm a podcaster. I already do two shows, a twice weekly show about technology at geeknewscentral.com, and then a Saturday show with Rob Greenleaf, a competitor of ours from Spreaker. Him and I do the new media show, which we do every Saturday morning, which we do live and then put out as a podcast at newmediashow.com. But I think, Mike, from the beginning, what folks need to understand and what's important, and we'll probably be talking about this a lot during this show, is really our philosophy. Our company philosophy is very much different than many other companies that are in the podcasting space today. First and foremost, just to give you guys a little background information about the company, we are have a primary office in Columbus, Ohio, where our developers, Mackenzie, one of our team members who does the PowerPress podcast, she's based out of, and then the rest of the team is remote. Jeff is in New York, Mike is in Traverse City, Michigan, Barry's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Actually, he's snowboarding right now down in Florida. We've got Kathy, who does copy editing. She's in Denver. We've got Sean, who is our West Coast customer support guy. He's, I believe he's in, I don't even know exact city, but he's in...
it's in St. Louis Obispo.
Oh, man, beautiful town, too. So he's there. I'm all the way out in Hawaii, and believe it or not, we started the show this morning at 5:02 a.m. in the morning for me. So that just gives you an idea what we're going to do, or the dedication to get this show out. Did I miss anybody in my list of going through people?
I don't think so.
No,
we got the developer down there in Columbus.
Yeah, and of course, Brian as well. And he's our creative guy that's in Ohio as well. But I think when we started the company back in 2005, you know, the genesis of the company, the team specifically came from my audience. I made a call out to look for people that would be willing to start a business venture with me. And so really the show was, I mean, the company was truly born from podcasting. It was on my, on my podcast. I made that call out and we did those first initial calls. And then it turned out a lot of our team members were already podcasting and were creating content. So we're really a team that's made up of current and former podcasters. So they really know really what it's all about to do a podcast and the struggles. And a lot of the tools that we built in the very early days was really kind of for us. And they kind of morphed into tools that the community does. But, you know, I always get asked, what makes Blueberry different when we go to trade shows and different events? What makes you guys different? And it really boils down to some of the things we said at the very beginning of the show. We believe in podcasters controlling your own brand. We want you to control your brand, the entire stack, from the name of the show to the .com to the graphics on your website to basically the intellectual property of your RSS feed. We want you to own your stack. We do have, but we don't encourage our customers to use our publishing system within blueberry.com. We encourage podcasters to publish their shows through the dashboard of their own WordPress site. And we really believe in this because, number one, we want you to be building your show, not anything on our property.
It's just, that's what attracted me to it. It's like, these people want to build the tools, but get out of the way. Whereas so many other of our competitors out there, want to have their brand in front of your audience. And we just want you to have your brand in front of your audience. And if you say nice things about us, we won't complain, but that's not a requirement to use our services.
No. And I think the most important thing is that Mike really alluded to it in one sentence. He says, we provide tools and get out of the way. So it's really about providing great tools. And if you love our tools, then we hope that you'll consider hosting with us and using our statistics, which we actually have a free and pro plan. So you can actually use some of our products for free. So it's really about, we feel providing tools and services to podcasters that we believe in our hearts that is a best practice. We don't want you to have to come over to our website and log in and go through a publishing minutia and have 25 different feeds going to 10 different sources. And it's really all about your stuff. We want you to control stuff on your sites. An example of that would be is our player that we provide our customers, those that are paying customers for hosting. Nearly all of our competitors' players, audio players that they put on your website that you may have to physically embed there, has an advertisement from your hosting company. It says Libsyn or it says Spreaker. It has a big, their big logo on it. And I'm thinking,
or SoundCloud is the worst one to say, SoundCloud's the best at promoting SoundCloud
and driving you back to SoundCloud and those other sites. We never, to the best of our ability, want to keep you on your site so that they can, you can build your brand. And of course, PowerPress as well. PowerPress, the thing that everyone needs to also realize is that if, God forbid, we go out of business tomorrow, PowerPress continues to work. You'll have to find, those that host with us will have to find new hosting, but the plugin will continue to move forward. It's open source. It's on it's on GitHub. It's basically available for someone to fork if they so wanted to. So it would be available for someone to pick up and take over. We're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to develop the PowerPress plugin. And we got some news about that. We'll talk in a few minutes. But I think the key here for all of you really to know is that what makes Blueberry different is we believe in your brand, your ideas, your IP, and saving you time with your show. And that's what really, your podcast, this podcast is going to be all about. That's going to be a tongue twister, isn't it, Mike? Your podcast?
Yeah, we kind of debated what to call it. We had all kinds of different names. And, in the end, your podcast fit because that's what this is going to be about. It's going to be how you can do your podcast your way with your brand, your intellectual property intact. And, you know, we'll just help you get the tools and, you know, even help you with some support. You know, we've got the best support in the world. I shouldn't do that. I'm patting myself on the back, but, you know, it's true. We're the only podcast company with a phone number.
And that's important. And I always tell people, when you get stuck, you can call a friend at least 9 to 5 Eastern. And many times you even take calls after hours, but we like to try to keep it within business hours. But the, we really thought when Mike came on as our lead support that we should make it available for customers to be able to call us and say, help, I need help. And
they certainly do.
And they do. So sometimes email, we all know, we all get frustrated. We'll send an email off to some entity in the sky and maybe 24 hours later, someone responds. Now, we try to get to our email tickets relatively quick, but you know, just like any other company, we get to them in the order in which they come. But a lot of folks, if they just need a quick question, can call Mike and set up, or actually even schedule a time to do a GoToMeeting session where they're actually going deep into your system if there's a problem. Luckily, you don't have to do too many of those.
No, surprising. With the number of people using PowerPress and the number of people using our services, you know, the call volume is manageable. So that's means that the vast majority of people are not having any problems.
Right.
So that's great. And we're always improving things. We're putting out a lot of videos now on YouTube and elsewhere that are tutorials, and that helps a lot. And we're still developing a lot of those. And if you have an idea for any of those, please get a hold of us. And we might make a video that shows you how to do what you're asking about.
So this show, as I said, is going to be talking about a lot about our products and services, troubles that our customers are having, or specific questions customers are having. We're going to be talking about a little bit of industry stuff. And then we're going to be talking about some of our products and stuff so that we can get you better informed of what we have available so that if you're currently using a competitor's product, it may give you a pause to say, maybe I should talk to the team over there and see what they're up to. One thing that we've... it's not really heavily publicized because it's a page on our website is a service we call Pro Hosting. And really we have two levels of hosting. We have hosting for independent podcasters. That's like for Mike and I who do independent shows. We also then have Pro Hosting for organizations and folks that are, more full-time, that are doing it as a business, running advertising heavily
in their network.
Doing a network, right.
And high volume, too. It's like if you're doing a video podcast, a lot of the consumer-level plans just don't have enough space for that.
True.
And so you can get on the pro. There's no specific limit to the uploads. And it's a great service, for those that need higher bandwidth or are, commercializing their podcast.
Well, I think we should say higher storage because everyone gets the same speed of bandwidth download. But yeah, it's for those that definitely need more storage. So one thing that's if you we can provide a link to the pro hosting in the show notes today. But one thing that we have set up is a partnership with Triton, and they are a big company in the advertising space, and they have a platform called Tap. So what we're finding now is some of our pro customers are looking to employ Triton to do advertising injected into their podcast, whether it be a pre-roll, a mid-roll, something, or even maybe all of the above. So they have a platform called Tap that does this and also ties into an advertising, a separate advertising platform that they have. So oftentimes our pro customers want to basically use the Triton Tap platform and still continue to have the ease of being able to write their blog post, upload their media within our dashboard or within the your WordPress dashboard, and then basically press publish. They don't want to lose the time savings of being able to do that within their own website. So we developed a plugin that bridges between the two services. So if you become a Triton customer and you are a pro hosting customer, or we can upgrade you to a pro hosting customer, we can provide you this plugin for WordPress that basically bridges the gap. And it's really simple. We send that to you, and you put some authorization data in the plugin that Triton provides. And then basically when you hit publish, and the first time someone comes to download your first episode, magic happens, and it leaves as a file from us that has no advertising in it. It gets sent up to Triton. Triton does what they do with it, and it gets, within seconds, it gets sent to the request that someone to listen or to download. So we basically provide the conduit plugin to make that happen between Triton and us. Now, here's the beauty of this. You deal with us only for pro hosting, and then you deal with Triton only for their part, and then we just basically provide you the plugin. So it's really, you deal with two separate entities. They do their thing that they do best. We do the thing that we do best, and you're golden. So that's just one of the services that we have that a lot of people maybe are not familiar with. But again, just as a disclaimer, you do have to be a pro hosting customer to be able to integrate with the Triton Tap platform. This definitely would qualify your show as being a pro show, because, you know, if you're going to the trouble of signing up and working with Triton, you're a little bit more serious than I am when it comes to creating maybe a weekly podcast.
Those right. Triton being a third party entity, they are really good at, you know, getting those programmatic style ads for your podcast. Whereas, you know, the ads that we deal with here at Blueberry are more, you know, host read endorsements, that kind of thing. And, you know, it's a different type of advertising.
That's so, for sure.
You know. Now, we're good at what we're good at, and they're good at what they're good at.
Now, I will say, they do have the ability to inject host endorsed, but you can use their programmatic stuff as well. So you can go both ways with Triton on the ad injection. And probably what you'll see with us, and it just is, Angelo, if he's listening, he'll be like, why did he say that? We definitely have ad injection on our dev timeline. And I have a goal date to be able to deliver that so that we can bring that service in, basically not do programmatic, but just have the ability for our customers to be able to do ad injection if they have that fantastic evergreen content that everyone is pushing for. We should talk just a little bit. We'll come back to programmatic in a few minutes, but Mike, we've been busy around the table here at Blueberry over the past couple of months, and we've got a little bit of company news to talk about. Our newsletter is coming out this morning, so those of you that are listening will have already, if you're a Blueberry community member, you will have already received our newsletter that is actually scheduled to be sent in 39 minutes exactly. I'm looking at the clock. But it talks about just recently the team attended PodFest 2017 down in Orlando. And then the following week, we were at Proclaim 17, which is actually NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters big trade show. And what's interesting, and for those of you that don't follow faith-based shows, is that the faith-based category is the biggest category in podcasting by far.
We get just tons and tons of churches and synagogues and other religious entities here on, at Blueberry, and I talk to them daily.
Yeah, and it is the full gamut too. It's not just Christian shows. It is the full, it's every denomination under the sun and then some. So, we are, and what's cool, and really, if you think about it, for small churches or any small faith-based organization, they rely on a lot of volunteer help. People that are donating their time, many of these don't have dedicated staff. You've got the pastor and his wife and maybe the church, and then you have, the rest of the folks are all volunteers, and maybe there's one guy or gal that is in charge of audio and they record the shows, and they really maybe don't know what to do with all those recorded sermons or whatever it may be that they've done. And so now a lot of churches are finding, or a lot of faith-based organizations are finding, that by putting their content out by podcast, they can reach a global audience and help grow their particular community. So it just really makes a lot of sense in this digital world with you have older folks that maybe not be able to go in. This is a new way for them potentially listen. And it definitely helps get their message out and reach folks that they are not able to reach otherwise.
And it can get the all the younger folks that have these cell phones in their pockets that that they're used to doing things digitally rather than showing up somewhere. So it gets both ends.
So that's where we've been recently, and we had we like to call it a retreat, but it's more of a working weekend. And we sit down and grind out about 16, 17 hours a day of planning of what we're going to be doing for the next year. So we've laid out our dev pipeline for the next basically 6 to 9 months. And of course, things will change within 15 minutes of us leaving the retreat. But generally, we stick to those dev priorities and business priorities. So lots of stuff coming. But we did have some big news in regards to PowerPress, didn't we, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Was it last week? We crossed our millionth download of the PowerPress plugin.
So that just shows that's huge. And the growth on that plugin, on the actual WordPress site, they say 50,000 people are using the plugin. Well, they haven't updated their usage data in over a year, and we basically have been watching it ourselves in tracking the active users of the plugin through essentially downloads and those folks that interact with us. It's 65,000 podcasters are using the plugin, and I find it incredible that that many shows are powered. I love to say this, it's powered by PowerPress.
Yeah, and like I said, that plugin is I call it kind of the gateway drug, because it makes it so easy, whether you're hosting with us or not, but it's even easier if you are. But it just makes it so easy to add podcasting to WordPress, which powers at least 25% of the internet, or the web anyway. And it's a great platform, and like I said, we are constantly tweaking it and adding things and taking suggestions, and it's a great plugin.
Mike, you know, we often get, well, not often, but once in a while, maybe once a month, we get asked, do you have a plugin for this platform? And it, I always kind of chuckle a little bit. I wish we could, because there's Wix out there, and then there's, you know, a variety of different content management systems. But, you know, it's onesie twosies. It's not hundreds or tens or fifties. It's one or two people periodically asking us to support another platform. And it's pretty obvious that WordPress is hugely dominant. Let's switch into some questions that you're getting. Any weird support questions over the past week? Anything that made you scratch your head a little bit?
Nothing too wild. You know, I always get one thing I notice a lot is people, they discover how easy it is to do a podcast and they want to do 10 of them. So you know, I get a lot of questions about, you know, I want to start a network of shows. You know, I've got a show about this, a show about that, a show about the other thing. Well, PowerPress will do that. But my advice would be, let's do one, get used to it, get your feet wet. Then maybe later on expand. You know, we all know how hard it is to make the time to do these things. You know, you would think, you know, half hour show, that's not going to take too long. Well, there's a lot of preparation that goes into this stuff. And, you know, if you bite off more than you can chew, you're going to get discouraged. So I always, you know, tell people, I say, well, start slow. You know, don't do all of them at once. But if they want to, they can. So I do get that question a lot. Another question I get fairly frequently is, how do I configure that new player of yours? And well, at this point, we don't have a lot of configuration to it, but it's okay. You know, how would I say it? We have some configuration possibilities in the planning, but as of now, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's fixed at this point. At some point, we'll probably make it a little more pliable where people can change some colors and stuff. But
yeah, but the colors that are there are kind of like the industry standard. You know, for subscribe, it's that RSS orange, and for sharing, it's kind of the blue that you know, Facebook, Twitter, and other platforms use. And so that's kind of where that color palette came from. And of course, it has your logo in it, so you can, you know, have it customized that way.
Yeah, your logo, not our logo.
Yeah, nowhere on there does it say blueberry.
That's right. And we take pride in that.
Yeah, as far as support questions, you know, it's a lot of the normal stuff. You know, a lot of people don't understand exactly how iTunes works, and you know, I have to explain to them that, you know, the listing over there is kind of like the phone book. I always like to send them the YouTube clip of, you know, you ever watch Steve Martin, The Jerk, that old movie? And there's a scene in there where the new phone books come, and he finds his name in there, and he's all excited about it. That's kind of how people are with iTunes.
Yeah, and that's true. That's actually a great analogy. And the best part of it is you don't have to wait a year for it to update it. It automatically updates 3 to 4 to sometimes maybe 24 hours after you publish your a new episode.
Yeah, and the thing I always try to get across to people is, if you know, you have subscribers, your subscribers will get it immediately. It's just the listing, which is basically the phone book for podcasting, or at least part of it. You know, iTunes is just part of it.
Right.
I like to say it's 50% of your potential audience.
Also, you've been getting some questions about our new post to social, and folks are asking, why do we post just 2 minutes to Facebook and YouTube with post to social?
Yeah, I get that one quite a bit. And we kind of made that decision, you know, logically. It wasn't, you know, something we did by accident. It's not something technical. It's most people. And, you know, I consider myself pretty average when it comes to being a Facebook user. I'm not going to sit there and listen to an audio, you know, which is actually, it's a video that was made from audio.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit there and in Facebook on my timeline and listen to a half hour show or an hour show. But so, what it does is it gives them a little taste of it. And then at the end, we inject a little post-roll outro, and you know, what we suggest you put in there is, you know, to hear the rest of this and to subscribe, go to yourwebsite.com. You know, and that's a great way to get it out there, give them a little sample, and get them to come to your website and push whatever link they need to subscribe.
So again, it's about your brand. We were, you know, for sure, we all spend a lot of time on Facebook. I call it the modern crack of the modern time, because everyone's on there a lot and you have to get their Facebook, or as some people say, face bag fix. But the, you know, if you think about the videos and stuff that you watch on Facebook, they're typically pretty short. You're not spending a lot of time, 3-4 minutes. Is kind of the same thing like YouTube. You go on YouTube and you're going to watch a few videos and you bounce out. So eventually we'll make it an option whether you want to post your whole episode to Facebook and YouTube. But currently, again, we do 2 minutes, and that's in what, and another reason we did 2 minutes is we found that you got to get out of the gate with your show in 2 minutes. That's the reason why I've quit doing intro music on my podcast, is that for new listeners, they want to know what this show and this episode is about. And they want to get a feel right away so that they can say, do I want to invest any more time in this? And this is where at the end of 2 minutes, like Mike said, we have you record a little promotion that gets tacked on to the end of every one of your postings on Facebook. And so I've actually changed the introduction of my show up dramatically based upon this information we've learned from podcasts or from listeners. And basically they say, don't mess around, get going. Don't, you know, and if your show has a slow lead in, if you spend 60 seconds playing intro music, this is something you may want to consider. For existing listeners, maybe it's not a problem. It gets them ramped up and gets them in the mode. But for someone that's new, they may go, eh, and they're out. So the chance of discovery is pretty high on Facebook, thus the 2 minute initial welcome to, you know, Geek News Central podcast, blah, 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 blah. And at the end, please come to geeknewscentral.com. And that really, what I have found is people said, hey, thanks for giving me this quick intro of what's going on and a little bit about what's on today's show. It's encouraged me to listen. So the feedback we're getting is also positive for it. So, but for those of you that still want to post the full episode, we will have in our dev timeline, we do have that as an option that we're going to add down the road.
Right. And, you know, another question I get a lot is, what link do I share to social? You know, if they're not even using post to social, I'll get somebody, you know, what link do I share? You know, and a lot of them want to share their iTunes link. I always say, you know, don't ever tell anybody to go to iTunes and find my podcast.
Right.
Because iTunes search, I mean, it's getting better, but, and we have some tools in PowerPress that help that. But, you know, first off, you know, somebody sitting there on an Android phone is going to say, well, what am I going to do with iTunes?
Right.
And, you know, and the other thing is the search over there just stinks. Sometimes you can have the exact show name and you'll find, you know, 3 or 4 pages of music that happens to relate to that before you'll see the podcast in iTunes. So, you know, searching for a podcast over on iTunes, you know, I always say, share the link to the post for that episode.
And make sure when they come to that episode link that they have the ability to easily subscribe immediately. There should be right in their face the ability to click and to subscribe, whether it be on iTunes, on Android, on Google Play, on TuneIn, you know, wherever your show is distributed to, you need to give folks the immediate option to subscribe to all of the above. You not just iTunes, for God's sakes, please, folks.
Yeah, we have a customer. He's a comedian, literally, and he has the perfect subscribe statement on his podcast. He goes, come to the website, push the appropriate button, and you will feel a vibration in your pants when we put out an episode. I just die laughing when I hear that every time.
That's funny. Yeah, so there is life beyond iOS. So make sure you don't forget about the other 50% of the world that is listening on a device not starting with an I.
Yeah, And I always tell people, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, I work on a Mac, I have an iPad, an iPhone, an iWatch, or whatever they call this thing. And, you know, I've drank the Kool-Aid, but, you know, I still promote everything else.
That's
because,
right.
You know, 50% of your possible audience might have an Apple device. The other 50% doesn't.
Yep. All right. What we wanted to do with this initial show today was kind of introduce you to your podcast. And next show, we'll obviously not be spending as much time talking about company philosophy, but we will be getting down into the deep meat of the stuff that we want to share with you guys. And if you have a specific topic that you want us to talk about, and it's whether it be how do I do this or what do you think about that, this is information that we can share based upon our knowledge in the space. And if we don't know the answer, we can go to a team member that does know the answer, and then we can help everyone that may have some lingering questions in the back of their mind. But we, again, we wanted to introduce the show today to just talk about us and basically what we're going to do with this podcast and helping your podcast grow. So we will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. Mike, we really didn't set up an email address for this show. We probably should do that. So what do we want to send them to? yourpodcast@blueberry.com?
Yeah, by the time you hear this, that email address will work. So it's yourpodcast@blueberry.com.
So send us your questions, whether it be technical, whether it be how do I do this? How do I grow to my show? How do I, you know, whatever. We want to help you. And that's what this show is all about. And of course, our companion show is with Mackenzie and the PowerPress podcast. So we want to make sure that you're subscribed to both of the shows. This show, your podcast, and the PowerPress podcast can be found on the PowerPressPodcast.com website, along with all of our company news that we're talking out, but yet soon to have a whole new support site as well. So that's probably to be talked about in another show. But
yeah, when we launch that, we'll definitely be talking about it.
For sure. So we're already about 6 minutes longer than we wanted to be. So we're going to bounce out of here, folks. Mike, how can they reach you?
You can reach me, mike@blueberry.com or support@blueberry.com works.
And of course, you can reach me at todd@blueberry.com. And we're watching the social media stuff, but don't forget to call a friend if you need one. Information's on the contact page at blueberry.com or email us, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Mike, thanks for, I think it's going to be a fun show, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be great. You know, gives us a little bit of an outlet to talk directly to customers, potential customers, and users of any of our services.
And we want to thank you for joining us on your podcast.